Hey everyone, it's Kathy here. We finished up our fourth quarter here at Windsor, and I would have to say it was not where we needed it to be for sure. In this area, were hit with the GM strike, so our September numbers just completely fell flat, let me tell you. And it started to come up in October, but it just kind of waned and it didn't really start picking up until Thanksgiving weekend. So we are, let's see, we are 4 years into the new shop concept with the artisan and antique market concept. And doing co-op, a combination of co-op consignment, and then I still have my own products, which are mainly the kids' products from having the toy store for so long. I carried a lot of those products over because they were really good educationally, they were good sellers, and I still have traffic that kind of relies on me for input for their toy purchasing for now their grandchildren. So we have gone through several different processes. We're still feeling out this new market with, the Amazon crush and Walmarts and the big box stores are not quite as, I would say, strong as they were even 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I would even say when we had the toy store. And it's been 9 years since we had the toy store now. And it seems as though a lot of the big box stores are kind of falling away because of the online shopping. So reevaluating what we're doing here at Windsor and how to stay competitive and be able to afford the property that we invested in. We really felt like if we were going to continue in business in our area, and we're in Western New York, and it's very hard here because you have very short seasons. When you have tourists in and even the locals, I mean, they pretty much January, February, March in Western New York, unless you can have something in like the Ellicottville area around here, which is ski country around here. The nice thing about Western New York is you have all kinds of country. You have the beachfront country, you have the, ski country, and then you have the outlying areas that are kind of in between. So Lockport is in between, and Lockport, the city that I'm committed to, is a it's had a long time, a long history, I would say, since, well, let's say since urban renewal in the 60s, this whole area of Niagara County took a huge hit. They lost their Niagara Falls Main Street. They lost Lockport's Main Street. Lockport is the hub of the county seat. And, compared to where it was in the 1950s to where it is now, it's just continues to struggle and struggle. It's lost so many manufacturing jobs and production jobs, like so many areas of its same design. It's not anything new. I'm not telling a new story. These communities are all across the country. And as an entrepreneur, I really honestly think that people with the entrepreneur spirit, they're also hard-headed because they want to blaze their own trail. And I know that's how I am. I can be so stubborn that I have this idea and I feel like this is the right concept. I just need to tweak this or tweak that. But the other thing about an entrepreneur, because one concept doesn't fly, doesn't stop the entrepreneur. And I think, you know, that in today's world, people see like quick fixes and quick, you know, incomes or YouTube and different processes like that. Even the podcast, they see, you know, people that do podcasts and they're making all this money and they are doing YouTube stations. So they want instant gratification. But if you're going to do something that includes being an anchor in your community, the community where you live, the people that actually you see, not the people that are on a screen. Now, to me, I need to find a way to make that work for me, because I don't want to just be behind the screen. I want to be a face that you see, that you know. And I want you to be a face that I see. I want to know your struggles with your business or even your home front. You know, being a single mom, I've gone through so many things. And being a single mom who insists on trying to be an entrepreneur is a totally another, you know, group of experiences, good, bad, or ugly. And it just, and I don't know any way to convey that through a screen. So I am challenged to have a brick and mortar and also be able to reach people outside of my community, because it's hard to have community support here because of the area that we're in. In order to keep up with New York State taxes, I have to reach as many people as I can to be able to continue to provide the services that we provide here. And that is, you know, a great hands-on history center for kids. We do all kinds of events through the summer for families and kids. And the goal is to make Windsor that family destination place where people can come from wherever they they come here from and know that they're home and have hopefully an experience that inspires them to grow and find their own wings so that they can fly and live their dreams. So with that said, how do you do that? How do I do that with a mix of online? My son, like last night, totally was discouraged with me because it's hard for me at my age. I'm 58 years old. I don't know, you know, how many of you are out there that are my age that are still creating new things and new experiences. Most of the people in my life are looking towards or already retired. They're not looking to inspire anything or grow anything or build anything at this point. They're downsizing their life in so many ways. And that's just not my spirit. That's not who I am. It's not where I'm comfortable. I'm happy when I'm creating. And so I find that at my age, to take on all these different technologies is sometimes I just want to, pew, my whole brain just like wants to burst. I'll be honest, just want to, yikes. And even like this format, doing a podcast, I mean, for me, that was a huge challenge that I did last year. And I managed to figure it out and get it rolling. But then again, it's very hard to keep the consistency, because when it comes into time where like fourth quarter, I'm setting up event after event and advertising and marketing and doing all of that locally, I cut myself short on time to be able to pursue things like my podcast or figuring out my stupid YouTube channel. It's like, come on. Are people serious with this stuff? And yes, they are. The younger people are deadly serious with this stuff because, oh my goodness. I got the what for yesterday for my son. And it was so funny. It was just over a funny thing. I enjoy being with people so much. I love, I've helped my friends out with their restaurants and their banquet facilities and stuff. And I popped in and waited tables. And I just absolutely love that interaction with people. And I enjoy serving people. I just really like it. I'm drawn to it. I like it. It makes me happy. It's like when you work at a restaurant, it's like giving a party every night, but you don't have to do the dishes. Great, you know? And there's a cutoff point, so people have to go home. It's awesome. So I was talking, and this pub that's nearby has an opening just for a hostess. And I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to go hostess for a while up there. It'll be nice. It'll get me out of Lockport. It's in the next town. And I can meet some more new people. So to me, it's always a win-win. And he's like, what are you doing? Isn't your time worth anything? Like, you could put that time into your podcast or put that time into your YouTube channel. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not meeting people. To me, meeting people is meeting them face to face and saying, hi, I'm Kathy, you're who? But the younger generation, they just don't see it that way. And so it's a challenge for me at 58 to be sitting here and saying, okay, I can reach so many more people this way. But how do I make this reach my heart? How do I stay inspired to do it so I can inspire others? Because it's very difficult when I don't get to see you and get to know you. And with my toy store, the greatest satisfaction I had, and still to this day, because people still walk in and their kids are graduating from college and, you know, having babies of their own because they're now the parents are coming here to buy grandkids toys and things. And it's so funny because, you know, you just have that connection with them. And it's like I can't explain it. And trying to figure out how to have that through a screen or through my phone. There have been very many times that I've done different segments on my Facebook page. Some my personal page, some my work page. I do a lot of things on my personal page because it's more private. And I don't have to share it with everybody. So that is somewhat comfortable for me. But getting over all of these technology fears that I have as a 58-year-old woman who's had minimal training in tech, which is funny because I run the light programs for our church. And they're very technical, but I managed to do that because it was a need the church had. And I said, oh, I can fill it. If I can run a camera, I can do this. Now, that's the funny thing. I can run a camera. And yet I'm still struggling with setting up a YouTube, you know, channel. Like, come on. There has got to be a way. But what I want to do is balance everything. And I want to have it all consistent. So if I'm talking to you here on Anchor, I want my YouTube channel to follow the same concepts and conversations. I don't want to be starting conversation here and a conversation there and then start it on my Facebook or my Instagram or, you know, I mean, it just gets overwhelming the amount of time to spend on each and every one of these different facets. So to me, that's my next goal. That's what I'm searching for. And it's the end of the year. So, you know, I'm reevaluating this year and setting new goals and setting new priorities. And that's going to require changes here at Windsor because it still hasn't caught on the way I want it to. And it's got to be profitable. I can't continue doing something that's just not, you know, meeting the end game as far as having brick and mortar. So we're going to give it one last shot to get the greenhouse up and start doing our own herbs so I can use our own homegrown herbs into our kombucha plant. So that's our goals this year. My other goals are to stay connected to you in a better way, more consistent way. And, you know, it's so funny. If anyone had told me 20 years ago when I opened my first store that the world would change so much in such a short time, and the way we have communication and the way we have relationships will change so dramatically, I don't know what I would have chose to do. Because for me, the whole reason for doing anything, whether I'm being the book fairy and reading to kids, or whether I'm doing an event and or selling a product here at my shop, to me, it's all about giving people a good experience, treating them with respect and kindness, and developing an ongoing relationship. I mean, sometimes that doesn't happen. When you're in a store situation, you have people that come in, and I, you know, for the life of me, sometimes I don't understand why they're even shopping in a store because they're in such a bad mood. So, I mean, not every person that walks through the door are you going to establish relationships, but I can tell you for certain that I have long-term relationships from my stores, and that makes me happy. And, you know, I hope that with all the outreach that I do, all the different events that I do, that they're touching people and families and single moms and, you know, helping to give them some input and hopefully inspire them to not feel like they're in a rut and that they can't move forward and they don't know which way to go and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's okay not to know which way to go. I can't tell you, like, I am like in that situation right now, which way to go? I always feel like I'm in Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz, you know, and I'm standing in Scarecrow and he points both directions. You know, that moment in the movie, that is my life to a T. Looking at the Scarecrow, then you can go that way or you can go that way. Blah, blah, blah. Well, that's no help to me. You know, what I want is just to know what way to go. So that's kind of what I hope that you're doing now in your life. I mean, take some time, sit down, evaluate where you are. And I think that when you evaluate where you are, it's not all about money. It's about your faith. It's about your dreams. It's about the lies that you allow into your life and into your head that say, oh, you can't do this. You keep trying to do this and you keep failing, or it's not working, and so you should give up. And I don't feel that is always the answer. I think that you have to be prepared to change and let go of some things and move on in a direction where you're at least going to be secure, that you're not constantly worrying day in and day out whether you're going to meet payroll, you're going to meet the utility bills, you're going to meet the taxes. I mean, that's no way to live either as an entrepreneur. So what do we have to do, folks? What do we have to do to keep our doors open, to continue to have that relationship within our communities, because that's what us mom and pop small businesses are. We are the connection to the community. We are the faces that they see. We're the people that they talk about, good, bad, or ugly. A lot of ugly nowadays, more than good. But whatever it is, whatever they're talking about, the challenge is to use that to your advantage and not allow those lies to get back into your head and prevent you from chasing your dream. And that takes a lot of faith. So I don't know where you are on your faith scale, but evaluate, you know, where your heart calls you. For me, there's no other direction than to try my hardest to lead a Christ-led life. And that means in my business. And that means in my interaction with people. And that means loving people and showing kindness, even when you want to smack them over the head. Yeah. Been there many times, I'm telling you. It's not an easy road to be kind. It's not an easy road to accept people for who and what they are and where they are in their life, you know, and just love on them. I don't know the answers, so my directive is to love on people and try to walk them and myself through situations, even when they're hard. So take time this week and meditate on where you see your life going. Remember when we talked about doing the vision boards? You know, go back to your vision board if you laid one out. If you didn't, this is the perfect time to sit down and start working on your vision board. Start, you know, grabbing everything that you can and your glue stick and start putting it up and put it somewhere where you're going to look at it and be inspired to continue in your path, the path that is ahead of you, not behind you. You can use that in so many ways in your life, whether it's relationships, it's work, it's developing a business, it's just, you know, dealing with your children. We tend to want to keep running the same video in our head and in our heart. And sometimes we need to just stop it and say, today is a new day. So on New Year's Day, that's your new day. And you're going to change your directive. You're going to change how you see your life, how you are fitting into your world and what you can give back and what you need to be able to do that. It's not all give, okay? So I'm going to do my hardest to remind myself of that. I'm going to keep you updated on how I make out, trying to figure out a YouTube channel now. I did put a Windsor Village market on our website last year. That was an interesting process to go through too. But trying to embrace technology and melt it into some of the old school way too, just so I can find a happy medium between the two. So that's my wish for you, that you can be on that same journey with me. And I will try to set up a time where I'm going to be with you every week. And I'm going to really work hard on that. That's my New Year's resolution. So I love you, and keep working to repurpose your life.